Stinky Inky. Octopus is our foot.
This is going to be a disaster.
It's the 12th Man Podcast. Welcome back for another week of fun-filled football banter with the lads, eh? Declan Maron over there. Real Tobin over there. Shane Keenan here. How you doing, lads?
Aggressive start. We've already got a hello in there.
Straight into it, lads. Straight into it.
Cool.
How are you?
I'm alright, yeah. It's a bit sad by some news recently, but...
We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. 1 second. Just going to ask Ruth Tobin.
Okay, I'll accept that. Go on. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine? Good.
It's great input.
Well, I had a second, so...
He did. He only had 1 second. Look, lads, the sad news come from Manchester this week. Some very sad news.
And end of an era, really.
It's the end of an era, really. That's exactly what I had written down. It's an end
I
of
couldn't
era.
Believe it when I heard it first. I had to triple check.
I mean, the news broke. Everybody was pretty kind of taken back by it. But it's coming. It's happening at the end of the season. Still got 3 more games.
It costs every one.
Yeah. Costa Pantamillion set to leave Man City at the end of the season, lads.
What a great joke we've just played.
I'm just wondering, lads, is this the end of an era at Man City?
How are we going to get a question out of this?
Your favourite Costa Pantamillion save.
There's so many to list. I mean, he's made at least 4.
I just like so. I just like that he's tall. That's my point.
He's extremely tall.
The tallest in the league, isn't he?
Yeah, he probably is. He's 6'9" or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
Alright, well, what I really want to get to here, lads, is... What's your favourite haircut in the Premiership? No, look, Sir Alex Ferguson's leaving. It's, you know, look, as football fans, he's set to retire at the end of the season. 3 more games. Yeah. 2 more games.
Yeah.
As a football fan, you never thought this day would come. You just thought he would keep going. And
10
going,
years ago,
going.
He said this. So, yeah. I was like, when I heard it first,
it was
like,
12 years ago, wasn't it, I think?
It was 2001-2002 season, so it would have been, about 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But I just, at first I was like, no, he's just doing this to excite Liverpool fans again and Man City fans and stuff. Like, he's going to, because that year I was like, yes, he's gone. Now they're going to start losing, surely.
But he wouldn't have been in charge for 16 years then, I think.
Yeah. And he did another 10, and we continued to not win. And he's going to come back. He's going to somehow, like, he's going to be a director, isn't he?
But yeah, he's still going to be involved in the club. He's going to be director and ambassador for the club, obviously. But
doesn't have much else. Like, Zidane is an ambassador for Real. Although he was doing a bit of scouting, Zidane.
Well, yeah, he probably would have.
Ferguson won't do much scouting.
No, he'll have an input into a lot of the club affairs, though, I imagine. Yeah. You know, and he'd be an important man to keep around the club.
He'll just stand around next to his statue outside.
Drinking.
Drink like cans. He just pretend he has 2.
Yeah. He'll stand really still looking for money. He'll have a hat with money.
Does he get 2 what were we talking about recently?
Testimonials?
Yeah, does he get 2 testimonials, which doesn't play any? He just picks a load of players
he just manages.
To play.
I wonder if he would get a kind of a testimonial match.
You imagine he would get.
That would be good. We should go over to that if that happened.
He did get a stand named after him.
He got a
statue outside.
But it's crazy. He's been in charge of United longer than we've existed.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, regardless of this podcast, like us as people.
26 years he was in charge. It's just incredible. Like, to last that long as a manager, to bring through, 7, 8 teams he's had in that time. It's unbelievable.
Nearly all of them.
Considering Ryan Giggs.
Nearly
all of them. What I want to know though, lads, is, I'll start off with a question here. It's your greatest ever Sir Alex Ferguson memory. I'm going to throw it over to you, Declan Maron.
He's done a lot. He's
won a lot.
Great achievements. But because I'm a Liverpool fan, I can't really go for all their winnings and stuff like that. So I'm going to go when he berated Jeff Shreves during an interview when Shreves asked him. I can't even remember what he asked him. I should have researched this better, to be honest. But he just told him to basically go fuck himself, and I don't think he talked to him for a while after that, did he?
I probably didn't. He didn't like to talk to the BBC or the ITV.
He didn't like a lot of the press.
Or journalists in general, really.
I just really enjoy it. Because I don't like Jeff Shreves that much. And I did like when I can't remember. It was some question.
Who
that
does like Jeff? Does Jeff Shreves like Jeff Shreves?
Oh, Jeff Shreves loves Jeff Shreves. But this day is not about him.
When he retires, though,
nor will any day ever be about him. No statues will be built of Jeff Shreves, unless they're in Jeff Shreves' garden.
possible.
But, like, I don't know. It'll just be Jeff Shreves naked, like, looking out at the world from his old garden.
With a microphone.
Interviewing himself. I love that moment. Look it up.
That's it. It's a recommendation. Ruth Hobbit.
Yeah. Well, similar to Deco, I kind of was always usually against United for the most part. So, yeah, I kind of always looked at Alex Ferguson as kind of like the villain, usually. But I did like, as you mentioned, when he got the stand named after him and no one had told him that it was going to happen and then it was unveiled and he genuinely looked like
impressed by that. That's a good moment, actually. To bring
that was last season, 25 years. Yeah. That really kind of summed up how important he was to the club.
Maybe that's all he wanted.
Then a stadium after, for God's sake, people.
Just a stand, come just on.
Change the crest to his face. We could do that, I suppose. On our 12th man football team.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I can't wear that badge. We'd also be all Liverpool fans. We'll wear Jeff Shreves.
And it could be a target, though. With Jeff Shreves. Yeah. If he loves the ball at you, you get like 2 goals. That's how football works, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's how Stoke works.
It's widening in, that kind of stuff. Mine would probably be, I think it was when they won their first Premier League title, and it was when they beat Sheffield Wednesday in that match where it was 8 minutes out of time or something. It was, you know,
the first official Fergie time.
Yeah, the first real appearance with this Fergie time.
And that was phenomenal. Was that before or after Hammer Time?
It would have been after Hammer Time, yeah.
Yeah, so it was continuing a good fad.
Yeah, well, they should have released the song.
Time was quite big in the 80s.
Yeah. Time was a big thing, yeah. Well, there's clocks and hammers.
93 that they won the first league, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the first thing, because I think Leeds won it in 91, 92. And the season before that was Arsenal.
I remember it well. Liverpool.
And it's that moment when they win the league and he's still quite young and he runs onto the pitch and he's throwing his arms up in the
his
air.
Hair is a nice
he kind of jumps
gray.
A little bit and he kind of says, well, no, it would have been brown at that stage. And he kind of jumps.
Was that not a bit greyish?
93? No way. He had brown hair in 2004, for God's sake.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, it's Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
No.
He did.
No. Definitely not.
He definitely did.
I remember the 2001 season very well because Liverpool, I had it on video.
You still have a video.
Yeah, but I don't have a video player. I need to get it. If I could get it transferred over, it's one of my favorites. It's got Jeremy Lin in it. Anyway, sorry. We're getting off topic here. About his hair colour.
Favourite haircut in the Premiership. That's Alex Ferguson. No, I'm pretty sure he did it. Definitely had brown hair in 93 anyway. I'm pretty sure he had it for a long time afterwards.
You said 2004.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. He did it for a long time afterwards. Okay. I still didn't get brown hair in 2004.
Okay. Anyway, 93 probably had brown hair.
Was when he came out and they kind of ran onto the pitch and started celebrating. He's kind of throwing his arms up in the air. And he's still quite young. And then you look at it when they were winning titles then, you know, the last few seasons. And he could barely lift his hands over his head.
He still had the proper moments though. He saved it, didn't he? Like, he wasn't just boring and did nothing. Like, he was an old man and he did what an old man could do.
Yeah.
You know?
He did shake his fist.
It's fine, has he? They were showing, Sky Sports News were showing his, you know, statistics in comparing to Busby's. And, my God, like, Busby, I think, had 13 trophies. And Fergus has, like, 36.
Crazy.
And it's similar amount of games, like, 1,400 and something. Fergie is slightly more, I think. And I think Busby had more goals, but Fergie's win ratio is higher. And he has, like, almost, like, he's more than twice the amount of trophies that Busby has. It's just like, wow.
That's just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 something trophies. I mean, it's incredible because it's not Ryan Giggs has won 20 major trophies that United to the week. There are 13 premierships, 5 FA Cups, and 2 Champions Leagues. And then, of course, he's won Charity Shields and all these other Super Cups. Oh, did he win the Super Cup? I wonder. They lost the last one they were in.
They won the Cup Winners' Cup.
Yeah, they won the Cup Winners' Cup. They didn't win the Super Cup, as far as I can remember.
But there's all these crazy things they were in and they won medals for and participated in. He's just got the most unbelievable amount of medals. Like, not Ryan Giggs, Alex Ferguson.
Yeah. Is he the best manager, like,
ever?
Up until now, like, ever.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that. You don't build 8 squads or whatever you have and not be a good manager and win that much and not be. I know people always go, well, you've got, you know, Clough did a great job and Bobby Robson was a brilliant manager and people might even argue that the modern day managers like Guardiola have done a better job or an equally as good job, but they haven't been around as long.
Yeah. You
know, nobody was in that one position for 26 years to win whatever amount of trophies it was. It was unbelievable. But I guess with him leaving at the end of the season, there was always going to be this hysteria around who's going to be the next manager, and they've nipped in the bud really quickly, and within 48 hours they've appointed, or they've announced that Dave Moyes will come in. I think it's a 6-year deal.
Yeah, I think it's actually fantastic work from both clubs, the way they went about it. Everton came out and said, like, after 24 hours, I think it was, that, yeah, Moyes is going at the end of the season. Like, there was no, when this came up, it wasn't like United have approached him, United have done this. Like, so Sky Sports go, this is happening, United have done this now. It was just, yeah, he's leaving at the end of the season. Yeah, he's coming to United. It's done. 6 years.
Yeah. It's kind of just reflects with the way the whole thing has gone. Even like the timing of Alex Ferguson's announcement, because I'm sure it wasn't a snap decision. I'm sure he thought weeks or months in advance. But he waited until they have two games left now, and he'll just go and he'll enjoy those, and there'll be great days. But there won't be this whole thing of, oh, it's his last game in the Champions League, and then the next week it's a big thing about his last game in the FA Cup.
Last game against Stoke.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll never play Stoke again.
Are they home for his last game?
I'm just going to check that, actually.
Well, they play Swansea at the weekend. That's the home game. Swansea game's the last home game. Because they've only got two games left, and that's their last game. They get presented with the trophy as well.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was that I think... You know,
last game's away to West Brom. Sorry.
Yeah, he was... Thanks. He was kind of saying that... Or, you know, he said, oh, well, you were saying that he didn't make that decision. It wasn't like he just went, I'm going to retire now. He'd obviously thought about it. He said himself he's been thinking about it for a long time. He's always...
Well, like, 12 years or something.
Yeah, he's always said that the next time he announced retirement, after the last time he did it, he said he's going to make it at the end of the season. He's not going to say, I'm going to retire at the end of the season, during the season, or like mid-season, or at the start of the season, because he thought that affected the team last time.
Yeah.
I think the Real Madrid match, the Champions League match when they lost, I think that was probably when he decided to leave, because... If they had stayed in it, he obviously would have thought, well, there's still a chance of us winning this. And then they got knocked out, and he just thought, the chances of winning the Champions League again are very slim. It's going to take another 2 or 3 years to win the team. And he also didn't think he had that in him. I think that was the turning point, because he looked very dejected after the match. He got so angry when Nani was sent off.
Yeah.
You know, I think that must have been the moment he said, right, well, if we win the Premiership...
He possibly knew at the start of the season when that's maybe why he got so angry about everything. But, you know...
Maybe he knew one way or the other he was going to, but I couldn't have seen...
It's all speculation, as far as we're concerned. You know, it'd be very interesting to see what he talks about towards, like, in the next game, this Sunday, against Swansea. It'd be very interesting to see what way he approaches it. It'd be nice to see him as well. He'll still be around, and that'll be a nice transition from the players.
Have you not gotten enough out of him in the last 26 years?
Not even 26.
But it'll be nice to see him around. Like, considering, I think we haven't even mentioned Moyes that much yet.
Mm. But we come to Moyes, he'll get his time. Don't worry.
I think
he'll get 26 years.
I think
you get at least 6.
Yeah, 20-year contract offered next. That's where the way things are going.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting to see how much he's even used. In the current position he's in anymore. You know, he's not going to be able to make the big decisions. Is that going to be on front? The pitch making shots?
He might do that just for a crack.
Just made sure as a player.
He's done that. Like, at the start of the season, it's like, who's this this extra player? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Don't look at that.
Typo. Don't worry about that.
Why haven't we registered Fabio? He's gone low. No wonder.
Would you imagine him coming on pretending to be a 21-year-old Brazilian? Just like, I want to play.
Strangely enough, I couldn't.
I could.
I can imagine it, I'm more imaginative than you.
Very powerful imagination.
Mm.
What are we talking about, Moyes? And look, good appointment, or not?
Yeah, I think it's more suited to Manchester United. I think no matter what way you look at Mourinho, as good as he comes with baggage. He comes with a superiority complex. He comes with an attitude... towards, I know, like, yes, the press love him, blah 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 blah. I don't know, I just don't, I still think Manchester United see themselves as, like, an honest enough club, but an honest enough manager. To have this guy coming in and poking people's eyes, it's not gonna go down well in the reputation, you know? I think, all in all, it just suits them better. I think Moyes will do a very good job. I think the 6-year contract is just a bit of a we have total faith in this man. We're going to allow him for like 2 or 3 years to build it. I'm sure if after 3 years they haven't won the league and he's doing a bad job, he'd probably get sacked. But they don't, a lot of people are quick to say they don't rush out and sack managers really quickly. Mostly because they haven't had the chance in the last 26 years.
Yeah. That's true. But then you can only take that on, and, you know, with many changes that there have been in the structure of that club. Like, I mean, it's been sold on and the Glazers on it now. And there's going to be a new chief executive put in place when David Gill leaves. And Martin Edwards was.
Is Gilly going as well? Is he?
He's leaving. Do you think he announced he was leaving? I don't know if it's the end of this season or the end of next or something. But he's
and Fergie ride off into the sunset together.
And I don't know. What do you make the boys think?
Bit
quiet over
there. I think they were going for someone similar to Ferguson.
Is that the best idea, though?
I don't know, but like, I do think Moyes is a good manager, and see, it's just like, it's hard to judge because
what's your opinion,
Moyes,
though?
Moyes has never won
anything.
He has one trophy, I think, in his CV. It's like League Two with Preston or something.
Mm.
That's it. That's all he's ever won. So,
there is
that big, there's a massive gap between the job that he had to do at Everton and as good a job as he did. Like, how many games in Europe has David Moyes managed?
Especially in
the Champions League.
Two
games in the Champions League,
I'd say. In a qualifier,
and they got knocked out straight away.
Yeah, but I think that's what a 6-year contract
is. Brendan
Rodgers got the Liverpool job on the back of, like, getting Swansea promoted and playing a bit of nice football.
But Liverpool were in a different position. They haven't won a league in, whatever, 23 years.
Still a very big team. All right.
Yeah. They haven't won the league in some
years. No, I understand where you're coming from. I think it's a good point, but I don't think they wanted. I think they'd prefer to go with someone like Moyes.
Well, of course they did, because.
And work him into. Yeah, but work. But that's what I'm saying. I think why they've preferred to go with someone like that is, he's that kind of manager, similar to Ferguson, and he'll work them into league winners.
He's still very young. He's only 50, isn't he?
Yeah. So, rather than Mourinho, who
could be there for 26
years.
Yeah, he could well be there.
And, you know, I think they prefer that to Mourinho, who, as I said, he'll win the trophies, but he could be gone in 3 years. You know, they'd have missed out on Moyes, and, you know, he'd be off at Schalke.
But it's not that they would have missed out. I still think United would have that lure to take him back.
But I
don't know. Obviously, time will tell, but I think United could have maybe went down that route of appointing somebody like, not Mourinho. He's not the only other candidate. People seem to forget that. It's like, Moyes is better. He's more respected.
Like Steve Bruce, like, take him off.
Yeah. Somebody like an ex-player, like Steve Bruce
or Mark Hughes
or Brian Ross.
Mark Hughes has chucked his hat, his awful looking hat into the ring for the Everton job.
No, but seriously, they could have went down the route of appointing somebody else that wasn't going to be the long-term manager that Ferguson was. They could have went down, like, your point, because I was thinking, he's going to be in Bayern, he's got loads of experience, like, huge experience in Europe, for one. He's won trophies, he's won plenty at Bayern already in the few years that he's been there. He's pretty old, and anyway, he could come in for 2 or 3 years, maybe win something, maybe win a league, maybe win a Champions League, as long as he keeps some success, because he's managed, like, Bayern Munich, or if not, like, you know, United are up there with, Juventus, AC Milan, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern, and the 6 biggest teams in the world, like, you know what I mean, just in terms of revenue and much they've won, like, it's incredible. But he's managed such a big team with the expectations and the egos and all that kind of stuff to come in, and I don't think there are huge egos in that United squad, really. There's one or two.
I'd say it's all
a lot of that are quite down to Ayrton, and that's due to Ferguson, the way he manages. But they could have brought in somebody like Heynckes, who would be very, you know, professional about the way he goes. He wouldn't be poking people in the eye kind of thing. And after 3 years, then they could have went for the next Fergie. You know what I mean? Then they could have went in, because the pressure is going to be enormous on Moyes. And I know he's got the 6-year deal, but in a way, to have a 6-year deal and to have those 6 years to build the team, it adds another element of pressure. It's like, well, you're going to have to get your signings right. How long do we give these signings to bet it? How long do you not give them? If they fall out of the top four, can they allow that to happen? Can they?
I think we're kind of jumping to. I understand where you're coming from, but I mean, I don't think a lot of that squad would leave. I think it's
no, I don't think it's going to be leaving. But you got to look and say, well, there are huge weaknesses in the team. Like, Carrick is 31 and he's their best midfielder, and apart from that, their other midfielders aren't very good. They've got Cleverley, who's a good young midfielder, so they have to address that.
Yeah,
their wingers have been terrible this season. They need to address
that.
Really
Van Persie
has been fantastic, but you one can't guarantee he won't get injured, and two, he is at the other end of his career, so he might well leave. You've got other players that are great, but you know, you look at Moyes and say, well, will he be able to buy these brilliant players and bring them in? So you wonder if it would have been better to bring somebody in who just had more experience, in my opinion. I'm just throwing it out there, you know. I just think, I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, there is that thing. It's like, Moyes is probably the best long-term candidate right now.
But do you need a long-term candidate?
Yeah, right, I know. But like, there could well be a much better option in 3 years.
Hmm.
And they could think, I don't know, maybe,
but take
maybe
it.
We should have.
Let's take it. Because
there was that whole thing. Is like, I know, I'm not saying that Moyes is like the flavour of the month at the moment, but there was a lot of managers who were doing quite well. I mean, we've mentioned like Mark Hughes, Roy Keane, Martin O'Neill. They were all like in the running for the...
Laurent Blanc was a few years ago, yeah.
Like, could it be that Moyes is just... It's kind of
the
same thing.
It came
like,
at the right time.
Yeah.
It's a fair point, like, yeah. Because
I don't think it's much in the same. I think Moyes is...
No, I don't think...
He's been consistently good.
Yeah, Moyes has been there for 11 years already.
Yeah.
But if Everton were 14th, 15th in the table, would they be the same? Would he be the man that's going to get brought? Because then people could say...
I think they're looking over a number of years. I don't know about this season.
You know,
but even this season, he's done a good job.
But that's the point. The fans aren't exactly... There's a certain contingent of the United fans that aren't happy. There always will be, no matter who you point. If it had been Mourinho, then those fans who want Moyes in would probably be saying, we want Mourinho out already, you know, kind of thing. And they're saying that, oh, well, don't bring Moyes in. We don't want them in because... He hasn't done a great job this season. And imagine if they were 14 in the table, then people were like, well, we don't want him. He's never a team at 14 in the table. Like, you know, look, you can probably put a majority of managers in that position at United and they will challenge for the title. But many of them have that spark that wins the titles.
Sparky. Mark Hughes. Sticking to the original point.
There's not a lot that are there. And Dave Moyes, it's not his own fault, but he's never been able to show that he has that.
Yeah.
That something extra to get them over the line that Mourinho had, that Wenger had in his earlier days, that Mourinho has, that Guardiola has, something just to motivate the players the extra mile.
It is only his, like, what, third job, I think, this?
It is.
Preston and everything, so, like, we this could be where it all comes from, you know? Be great, it's going to be interesting to see.
There's one thing he's definitely going to have is respect to the players when he goes there, because for the majority, as you said, there's not a lot of egos in that squad. Actually, Young, Nani, maybe players like that.
But even then, if
they got moved on, I don't think the fans would really care.
No.
And got replaced by better players, or equally as, I don't think, better players.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if
one thing he might not have is Wayne Rooney.
Well, I was going to move on to that, I suppose. We move on there.
I did your link for you.
You're welcome. I was going to see how what you thought the fans' reaction with the Moyes out here, but we move on to Rooney then.
Yeah, you can pay me back in hopes for that link.
Okay. How many?
I don't know, we'll sort out later.
Sounds kinky. Rooney, he's taken off his Twitter account that he's a Manchester United player, and he's replaced with Nike UK athlete today, if that's anything to you.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What a massive bell
end. And this made the news. This made the Guardian's website.
Massive bell end. Like,
do you think?
Again, just keep it private. Keep it inside the club.
I know. But people do this for attention. That's the whole point of the Twitter page.
He handed in the transfer request that, like, after like a couple of minutes probably after he probably had it written in his bloody drawer and ran up with it just frustrates me. Ian Holloway is going to go fucking apeshit.
Where do you think he's going to live?
I kind of hope so. I've actually watched him more recently. Frustrates me because I gave out about 2 weeks ago about this midfield role he's in. It's just stupid.
What do you think?
Come on, chip in here.
Yeah, no, I could see him leaving. There is, like, doesn't particularly like Moyes.
Yeah.
So
he said this to me earlier.
There is that.
They were in.
Moyes sued him for stuff.
Yeah.
Rooney wrote in his book.
Oh, okay,
wrote
that's
in
what
his book.
Rue was telling me that earlier.
Book.
Wrote.
Air bunnies are flying around here right now. So
air bunnies.
So, where could you see Rooney going to if he does leave United?
All the talk is about PSG, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure it'd be PSG. I don't know. I thought I could see an interesting role from Madrid. I thought that'd be an interesting. But they don't really have a strikery type player that's going very well at the moment. Benzema and Higuain are very inconsistent most of the time.
Yeah, so is Rooney.
But Rooney's not going to add exactly.
I don't know. I think he needs a change. I think we'd see a better
like reunite the all. Ruron.
No, don't.
Well, that Giro. Didn't work.
You and Ronaldo.
Yeah, yeah. Me and
Fat Ronaldo.
Yeah.
That would be a hilarious contrast. Ronaldo as fast and Roo. I'd love to
He's
see
He's very
that.
Skinny if you haven't seen this.
They should be able to hear it, surely. That's how thin he is.
He can barely lift his whole body up. His head's just dangling inside.
Well, thanks for that, man.
You look dashing, though. You're stroking that beard as well.
And you do well next to Ronaldo, actually. I think you're the kind of player. You're like a Yossi Benione. And in thinness, Ramadan and all that. But you would be the perfect kind of player to play off Ronaldo.
We get like Yossi Benione?
Yeah.
Where did that... Is that a reference coming from?
Benione is a good off-the-striker player. And he's very thin.
You said Benione and good player in the same sentence.
I like Benione.
He actually came on with Chelsea, didn't he? But Rooney... Back to the Rooney point we're making here.
Yeah.
He could go to PSG. That seems most likely. But do many teams really want him? He costs an awful lot of money. He brings negative publicity. He's very inconsistent.
He doesn't bring too much negative publicity.
That sounds a lot like a player the PSG would sign.
Joey Barton.
That's Zlatan and Rooney been interesting.
Yeah.
Partnership.
It would be.
It looks more like a tag team than a partnership.
Man City do, and Paris and Japan have the money to do it. But
yeah, I think that's what it's based on.
But if Ancelotti stays there, does he have a bit more sense than that? I mean, they could get good players who would probably do a better job than Rooney.
Mm.
Like, I mean, he's been quite poor this season, even last season.
Yeah,
he's been good.
He's never really
been good, barring Euro 2004 at any major event. You know, I don't remember being good at any of those, like the World Cup or anything like that. Barry Hurt has a form when he was quite young, when he was still at Everton, actually.
Yeah, but we're talking clubs.
I know, yeah, I'm just saying, though, but, you know, it's a step up to another
level. We go to Brazil.
That'd be great, actually. You never see that happen. Imagine you went to Brazil.
Yeah, but it, well...
No team would afford.
Yeah, that's what this whole thing is based on. It's not where would Rooney want to go or who would want to sign Rooney. It's like, who has money?
United played Chelsea at the weekend. They lost 1-0, which is... Yeah, poor result. Maybe
that's all we have to say about that game.
Yeah. Really, and not a lot happened. And I was disappointed because I got to watch the match. I'm very disappointed.
You went out Rue Tobin style to the pub and
watched both matches. I watched that. And Liverpool.
I'm such a trailblazer going to the pub.
I watched the Liverpool Everton match and they were both terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, super Sunday wasn't very super.
No, it was atrocious. It was
barely even a Sunday. Bank holiday Monday, I mean. It was kind of like a Saturday, you know. It was a deflected goal from Matt in the end.
Oh, trickled in. It was horrible.
Not a lot happened in that game. But I think the only real talking point of the game is Raphael's red card. And
been a lot made of that, all right, about Louise smiling.
And Louise smiling, yeah. It's a red card.
Yeah.
I think that's what... I was with a group of people in the pub watching, so I had to argue my point and say, oh, but look at Louise, he smiles. Like, that doesn't attract. It's a foul. He kicked him on public.
Yeah.
But he's going for the ball. No, he kicked him. He went to intentionally hurt another player. That's a red card.
Yeah.
If you swing a thing at somebody you miss, it's a red card.
Yeah, exactly.
Roy Keane, Alan Shearer.
Yeah. I wish he'd have hit him. Oh, and so was Roy. I think Roy Keane said that in his book.
He said he wished he hit him. Oh, of course. I wish he hit him. Everybody wishes he hit
him.
We should get out to a match of the day and hit him.
Just Hansen tried the last week in the pictures I have.
Who would win a game of football? The ITV panellists or the BBC panellists?
Ooh, interesting.
Roy Keane, Lee Dixon and Gareth Southgate would be very defensive.
Yeah, but
Alan Shearer,
younger and fitter. I mean, besides from Shearer,
Keane would sort of
Shearer. But you have Shearer, you have BBC, you have Shearer, you have Neville these days.
Lineker and Childs. Come on, that's the deciding factor.
Yeah,
well, I think they'd be the managers one day, surely.
What?
They'd be the managers.
No, Lineker would have to play, surely. With a talent like that. Lawrenson's not playing.
I'll play. Can we all get changed?
And even Match of the Two have a B-side.
Match of the
They're,
Two.
Match of the Day have a B-side. They do have a bigger pool of players. They have a Castilla type team with the Football League show.
Yeah, true,
so, you know, they've got depth. They've got extreme depth.
Leroy
Rossini. Steve Berich.
I'd probably choose Maniche.
That's how bad this...
Maniche, the former Portuguese player.
He's hosting the Football League show.
That's how bad that United game was.
Well, we've covered that one comprehensively.
Basically, I think a few other podcasts and radio shows have beat us to talking about David Luiz smiling.
Championship, yeah.
they beat us to talking about the smile, but basically, it was pointed out that he was smiling at the United crowd.
Yeah.
Who were obviously going mental and calling him all sorts of names. You know, so we kind of looked up at them. They were
calling him a very bad man.
Yeah. he wasn't looking up and was like, where's the camera? Hello.
It's really scary smile. He's just really They showed the smile in slow motion. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's really terrifying. Oh, that's evil. But it's a red card. I had to argue the points. He intentionally went to kick him, and kind of slowly but surely came to realise. I was like, I suppose. Yeah, I was like, it doesn't matter if he smiles. He can do whatever he wants after he's fouled. He got booted in the back of the leg by Rafael, who did it on purpose.
As long as he doesn't run up at the referee and start, like, calling for cards. And
yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah. I hate that as well. He should be booked for that, I think.
Yeah.
Someone was booked for it recently.
Yeah, wasn't that they put their hand on the referee, though? And I think this actually happened last week. Who the hell did it? That's going to annoy me now, that they put their hand on the referee and he just looked shocked. He was like, oh.
Yeah, some referees don't like it, other referees don't mind. It must be at their discretion whether they do it. But
anyway, let's hurry up so we can get to the championship.
Never thought we'd say that. Really, yeah.
I actually said it last week.
Nothing happened in the Chelsea Man United
game. That's what QPR is saying as
well. Chelsea won 1-0. Didn't really affect things except for the fact that it probably cemented their place in the top four, because they drew 2-2 with Tottenham there on Wednesday night. And it was, you know, Chelsea probably should have won. I think Tottenham were kind of lucky in the end to get there. Tottenham were very attacking though, but they were quite lucky in the end to get a goal. It was a lovely goal by Sigurdsson, well taken from Adebayor. Adebayor with a lovely little kind of back here.
Yeah, nothing for the entire game, but scored an absolute cracker and set up the other one beautifully.
You made a great point. The only reason, I was thinking to myself, geez, he ran from like the halfway line there. And you were like, the only reason he kept running was because no one actually came to him to stop him. I was
no one was near him. And like, Gary Cahill could have just gone and tackled him on the halfway line. Like, maybe he wouldn't have. Maybe Adebayor would have beaten him.
Mm.
But at least, you know, give him the option to try. And like, what are you going to do if you're just, how far were you going to let him run?
Yeah,
you're just going to leg it into the goal and keep going. Like,
and who'll chalk up now in 2 weeks when David Luiz makes a big mistake? All the English commentators, oh, typical like international, like, you know, defender. He loves attacking him. It's like, Gary Cahill's making all sorts of mistakes last few weeks.
It was a great goal by Adebayor.
Yeah, he
curled it just beautifully in the top corner. Checked in standing chance.
He was too tired to celebrate after probably though, after all that running he did.
Yeah,
unless it was Arsenal fans.
Yeah, he did run the length of the pitch to celebrate against Arsenal fans. Against the Arsenal. I was like, what are you doing?
It's the most run he's ever done.
He should fight to run up the stadium across the city to the Arsenal. Ran all the way across to the Emirates. It was not that far. I mean,
there's no one there, but he just ran around screaming anyway.
Outside the stadium. Actually, another thing, just go back to the United very briefly. There was an awful lot of people hanging around inside Old Trafford when Fergie retired. Don't these people have jobs?
No, they're all retired. They all retired with Fergie. It was a big thing.
Unemployment is rife in Manchester. Not as bad as Newcastle, though. Especially when Kevin Keegan gets a job. Everybody just takes a day off work and Kevin Keegan gets a job. Sigurdsson scored, Adebayor scored. Oscar scored another header.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Wonder what Henry Winter had to say on that. I didn't get to watch the game live, so I didn't get to tweet him.
Ramirez.
You still have to tweet him when Oscar scores any headers.
Ramirez also scored. He also missed.
I just love the way he started this. Yeah. We know what happened.
The miss? The fall? He just fell
absolutely
over.
Brilliant. Yeah.
He almost went through the ground where his head hit it.
It looked like a dive, though. There was no need to dive. It looked like a dive.
Do you think it was the same invisible man that pushed Ian Hart?
Possibly. Yeah. Or all the Reading players in that game.
Yeah.
There was a few. Was a Leisure one as well?
I think so. That was outrageous, though, with Ramirez. I don't know what he did. Like, he just got his body in the most awkward shape. Like, imagine that being you. Like, I've done bad things.
It's all. I think it has happened to all of us playing football. You go to... You're trying to get your feet right and then you just get stuck and you fall over.
I've done one before where you kind of, you know, say someone was a throw in. I went to intercept it and I jumped really hard at my left foot to try and kick it. Ended up kicking it, but lost my right foot and just went flying. So it looked like a karate kick nearly. But,
Where'd you lose your right foot? Did you get it back?
No, I never found it.
It was in the bush with the ball.
Someone nicked it. But how he did that, I've no idea. Like, what's going through his mind? I'm gonna fall over. Out of my face.
It was a huge chance for a goal. I thought he was just gonna. All he had to do was just slot it in. He'd already taken his goal quite nicely.
Yeah.
So
there was another one. I think Mata ran through it one stage. I just didn't have any pace to keep going, and whoever the Tottenham defender was, God, might have been Vertonghen, just caught up with him, but didn't just catch him. Caught up and got ahead of him, managed to turn and blocked the ball away. Vertonghen was immense in that game. He made some brilliant interceptions later on.
He'll do that.
He's had a very good end to the season, I think, for Dublin. He's really sure.
But he did start pretty well. I mean, he got a goal against Man United. Well,
yeah, but he's even got a couple of goals recently. Yeah. And
He got a few goals in the Europa League as well. He's been a good player. Tottenham beat Southampton at the weekend as well. Gareth Bale scored another fantastic goal, but it's out of their hands whether they get to top four now because of that draw against Chelsea. It means there's a point behind Arsenal. Same amount of games played, two games left each team. Arsenal have to go to Arsenal take on Wigan home next Tuesday after the FA Cup final, which is on the weekend. Wigan
Man
City.
You are breaking it right now.
And we play Newcastle on the last day of the season at St James's Park.
I don't know.
If Wigan beat us in the first game, that means there's a good chance Newcastle will go down. If we beat Wigan, Wigan are effectively relegated. We play such a huge part in that. But also, we need to win both games to make sure we get Champions
League. Don't concentrate that on that at all. Concentrate on your own games.
Chelsea were to lose both their games, and us and Tottenham were to win both our games, I think we'd finish ahead of Chelsea, which means Chelsea dropped out to fifth.
Okay.
If us and Tottenham won both of our games. I don't think Chelsea don't have top four football left. They lost both their games. I think Tottenham have to play Stoke and Southampton in the next two games.
Stoke. No, they play Southampton.
Oh, sorry, not to tell them. They have to play Stoke, and I can't think of it. It might be Sunderland. They play Stoke away, though. And it's incredible because the three teams that are going for, the Arsenal and Tottenham, who are in that position, really fighting for fourth. Them two teams have such huge games that could involve the teams in the relegation. Yeah. Because even Stoke, they're more likely safe, but if they were to lose, and some other teams were to pick up points, you never know what could happen. Mm. But if Arsenal beat Wigan, I think Wigan are effectively relegated on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And huge. I said it a couple of weeks ago, the FA Cup could play a huge role in the way the season pans out for Wigan, because if they win it, they're not going to be taking their foot off the gas, but they're still going to want to celebrate, and it's on Sunday, they play on Tuesday night. You know what I mean? It's a huge game, and I know Wigan, they just don't look as good as they did recently, like in the last two seasons when they pulled themselves out. They lost to Swansea on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And they were
via two awful, horrendous mistakes.
Yeah. It was Gary Caldwell should be a lovely football.
I've said this a long time.
He's never a captain, liked, though. He's not just playing, he's captain.
I'm pretty sure we go back to before I went to Germany, before our own podcast, you'll find a number of podcasts of me hating
before
Gary
the World Cup.
He's a liability. He gives away so many penalties. I honestly do think I made this point 2 years ago, that he, most games, will give away a penalty, or a handball penalty, or a free kick close the area, or will get sent off.
Or score an own goal.
It's fantastic.
He scored a hat-trick
like
of own goals.
He's the combination of all the worst teams.
Did he?
Mm.
Really? In one game?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's got a hat-trick of own goals.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know that. Terrible. There was a Sunderland player who did that before, didn't he? Can't remember who it was. So I think somebody scored a hat-trick of own goals. That's what we'll get there. Anyway.
Do you know what they should do if they know? They should probably email us.
They should email us, the 12thmanpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get onto us on Twitter @12thmanpodcast, numerical 12, but @12thmanpodcast, get on there, you'll find us, it'd be great crack. Google it, get onto the Facebook page, like it, you know what I mean? Do it, tell a friend.
very aggressive.
You'll be rewarded with brilliant podcasts and banter.
Banter.
Yeah. we can lost this one.
You like that?
Sean Maloney kind of a fault for the tour goal as well, didn't really know what to do.
He's also been pretty fantastic, that one.
Yeah, he has been great the last three or four games.
Absolutely brilliant against West Brom.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Him and McManaman
have been really good. Yeah. Even Coney got a goal at the weekend.
But bloody twice, well, his first five games or something like that.
And McCarthy got a goal as well. And then in the Swansea game, McCarthy scored. He was on his third goal of the season, though, but he drove forward, scored a nice goal. But they shot themselves in the foot. It was again, they should have won. They could have even drawn. But it's just so erratic.
They've not.
Espinosa was awful. I don't scored a goal.
They've not fixed that defence up, Wigan, since they've come up, have they? I mean,
it's been so long ago that they came up.
Yeah, but it was still Caldwell and Sharner around that time, wasn't it?
Was Zayo?
No.
Arjen Zayo was there, wasn't
it? No, when they came up, first of all.
Sharner was there.
No, maybe not from the very start, but I mean, they've had these guys for a long time now.
Arjen Zayo was there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He said Arjen Zayo's name.
Wonderful.
Stefan
Ancho. No, but Paul.
Who came out recently?
Stefan Ancho.
Wasn't there a thing recently that he's a detective now?
Yeah, he is.
Arsene Zale.
He's a forensic detective.
Yeah, like proper shit, not like honorary, gets to wear a detective hat and magnifying glass.
Oh, I love those Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, but like he's imagine Arsene Zale turned up at a murder. He's going to be like, oh, I know you're going to solve this.
Solve it with some defensive headers. Solid defensive displays.
What's he doing? He's knocking all the clues around.
He just felt like Ian Burgess when you just play a bit of ball with him, like, wouldn't he? Oh, I hope it's Sergeant to say.
Where's the last time you saw the victim live? I'll tell you for a few volleys at the back.
I'll tell you from Astro with me, mates. Anyway, football was happening there, wasn't it? We're saying about Wigan in serious trouble. They seem to persist with Joel in goal. It hasn't been very good.
Yeah, I thought.
Combination of him and the defenders. Yeah. I'd have dropped him immediately after that goal against Dale. Yeah, it's just like, you're not my team ever again.
But they were lucky in the Tottenham game. If they had got a win there, they could have maybe have lost the Swansea game. But at home against Swansea, who Swansea have nothing to play for.
Yeah, exactly. And
like Itai Schechter, who scored the goal, he hadn't scored in 3 years. He hadn't scored since November 2011. I mean, he was at Kaiserslautern when he got his last goal. And he's a forward. And he just kind of hoofed it in, really, didn't he? He just went, I'll hit this and see if it goes in.
Elegant.
Yeah, not very. And it doesn't help that the teams around them picked up points. Villa won. They beat Norwich at the weekend. They beat them 2-1. Bong Lahore got 2 goals. Grant Holt scored a penalty.
His first goal in Bong Lahore, the Norwich players may as well have held a big giant neon arrow. A bit like, shoot over there! Because it opened up and it was like, well, I've no other option, but they hit the ball in this exact corner. It was hilarious. I was like, block. Okay, just let him score there. He was good now.
He was.
And worth making the point. Was it last year, 2 years ago? Villa fans were booing him. I was like, this is one of the best players you've had in a long time.
He's gone.
And now he's scoring goals and they're all
14 maybe goals this season.
Is it? That's pretty good considering Benteke is like.
But Benteke's got 22 or something, which is
first
quite,
player,
so not bad.
First Villa player to do that.
Yeah. Ever?
I'm pretty sure. Well, Premier League, definitely. But.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because I think in Bonner Horse, their top goal scorer in the Premiership era.
Yeah.
I think he had 60. Well, he had 61 the other week. I think he'd
over. They were booing him.
It's incredible.
I just don't understand that. It's like.
Well, he can be very erratic, and he's had a good season. Well, he's had a good end of the season, anyway.
Yeah.
But he's kind of had to have a good season at times because Zogby has done absolutely nothing all season, and that's just
boo him.
Yeah,
I don't like him.
It's a waste of space. Sad news though for Villa, even though they might well have pulled themselves clear relegation. Is a former Celtic player, Cillian Petrovs.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's had to retire, but he's chosen to retire. He had been out of the game for 18 months or so with leukemia.
Yeah,
and he's recovered. It's in remission at the moment, as they're saying, but. He's retired anyway. But you sad about that?
Well,
you know,
yeah,
former Celtic captain there during the glory days.
I absolutely loved Cillian Petrov when he was there.
You have a mask on.
Brilliant.
I do have a mask on. I wore it. We went down there St. Patrick's Day and we went around wearing Cillian Petrov mask getting pictures of people.
Where is that Petrov mask?
I don't know, it's around somewhere.
I think it got face painted as well. I remember.
Yeah,
it
got shamrocks. We'll have to remove them now.
Get it. Get a photo.
We get a picture of us and we'll put it up on the page.
I'll have to find it, yeah.
Do you have a best Cillian moment? In his honour now.
Best Cillian moment. I did see him.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I was outside his apartment though.
It's a bit eerie.
It was just one of those things where we were kind of walking down and the guy, I think I was like 13 or 14 at the time, and one of the lads who lives over there, who's like a friend of the family or something, he just kind of went, see that window up there? Yeah, that's Cillian Petrov's apartment there.
I've seen
and
him
we
naked.
We were just kind of like, alright, that's pretty cool. I remember seeing, like, when I was over there and I
that
saw
better
him
not be your favourite ball.
No, he scored 2 goals when I was over there, and that was pretty cool. Like, I don't know, seeing people in the flesh, it just makes it so much better. That moment is just like, but he scored some ridiculously good goals. Like the goal against Derby, I think, when he loved Roy Carroll.
Roy Carroll Cup wasn't even his goal when that was in.
Well, yeah, no, it was an incredible goal.
Yeah, true.
He did score. He scored another great goal where he was basically on the line, on the byline, and just drilled it in. Like, it was similar to Mike
for Villa or Celtic.
For Celtic. It was like a massive goal as well because it was when we got to the final of the UEFA Cup.
I tell you, man, the goal was really big.
It was
like easy to drill it in the backside then.
But no, it was against Stuttgart in the UEFA Cup. When we got to the final that year.
There you go. Knowledge.
Yeah, there you go.
Stillian knowledge.
Yeah, I remember he scored an absolute belter for Villa. He hadn't scored in like a year maybe. And he just scored an absolute screamer. I can't remember who it was against. About 4 years ago now. And he'd been there for like, he'd kind of gone for that patch where everybody's like, oh, he's not really that good. He's not doing a lot. And then he scored an absolute belter.
I do remember that. I was going to get a nice highlight reel of him now. I'd like to see some of his best moments in the next one.
Anyway, I genuinely felt like for a while he was probably, for me, one of the best box-to-box midfielders, because he was just so good at doing both. When he was 25, 26 playing for Celtic, and I know you could say like he was playing in an inferior league, but he was just so good. every single match he did, just up and down the pitch for 90 minutes.
Who was he signed ridiculous from? Was it
CSK Sofia?
Was it?
Because he won. Maybe Levski Sofia.
He won, well, I mean, he was signed from Bulgaria, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He won Bulgarian Player of the Year like 6 years in a row or something. It was incredible. Even though he was only playing like, as you say, only playing in Scotland. But I think that era, Scotland was a lot better than what it is now. Or the Scottish League setting was a lot better. You know, Celtic Rangers had a huge impact in Europe.
Yeah.
To get like to the Europe or UEFA Cup final as it was then. Yeah.
Yeah.
To lose it in tragic circumstances.
Yeah.
Anyway, he retired, and it's good that he's retired with his health.
Yeah.
He's 33, I think.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure.
Let's get him on a TV3 commentate with John Hartson.
Move on to the championship, guys. This is where the real fun starts, isn't it? We'll get the notepad out.
Have we moved on? Have we moved on?
Championship.
I'm sorry, I was a bit behind there. I was lagging.
bad connection.
Yeah.
Dude.
Leaving buffer for
people are going to think we do this over Skype now.
Jesus. It's just Hull 2, Cardiff 2, Leeds 2, Watford 1. That doesn't really tell you a lot about what happened this weekend, because Hull were promoted.
We should post the text I sent you.
You should.
That's what we should do.
It was probably the best way.
Do you have it?
Oh man, I probably do, but I'm not going to get it. Hull promoted. 2 last minute penalties. His Leeds match was delayed because of injury to their keeper.
Yeah, well, it started off that Almunia was injured in the warm-up.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the Watford game. Watford. Almunia got injured in the warm-up, right? This is where it all starts. Yeah? Almunia gets injured in the warm-up.
Yeah, even before the football starts.
Exactly.
And there's drama.
And it's all last day of the season, right?
Still right, here's a dream team writing this stuff.
Yeah, you know, Spurs get salmonella on the last day of the season. Watford lose their first choice goalkeeper. No bother. Brian Bonds. He's actually played a couple of games this season. He's actually quite good. He's been linked with Premiership teams for one. He comes on, you know, Grant, he's playing. He gets injured in the game. Gets a very serious injury. Breaks his nose, I think, is it?
Who was it? Pinoglio pushed him?
Pushes a defender into him, is it? And,
yeah.
Bond falls on his nose.
Yeah, it was hard to say. It was...
Polion.
Yeah.
They had
who
to watch.
Actually,
said Pinocchio, dude.
Who actually scored the first goal. For
yeah, he scored the first goal. It was fairly out of order, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's just... forwards do it all the time, but, you know...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure
they didn't mean to injure him, but they had to wash blood off the pitch. Was
that
16 minutes of extra time. I've never seen that.
The clock would have went to 100 then, wouldn't it? No, it wouldn't, because it was in the first half.
I've seen the clock go to 100 before.
Oh, the Arsenal League.
We all thought it was just going to reset and they'd have to play the game over again.
And football has stopped. Then it just gets to 100. It's like, can't play on. Skied off. So Sky can't cover us anymore.
But anyway.
Yeah,
we're interrupting a great story.
The keeper gets injured, right? So you're thinking, oh, what are they going to do here? Do they have a third choice keeper? They do. They have a young lad called Bonham on the bench. So they bring him on. This is Lee, or say Watford, bring him on.
Not the drummer from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
you made that point,
yeah. Now, he comes on. And makes an absolute mess of things for the first goal.
I think it's a bit harsh.
Okay.
Defenders.
It's not great in the first goal. Yeah. Defenders at fault. Nobody's, you know, defenders are shaking. 2 goalkeepers now to the third choice. They score again, so it's 1-0. Hull Cardiff. The game's going quite well for Hull. It's 1-1. It's late on. They get it. It's 1-1, wasn't it? Yeah, late on. When they get that penalty.
Yeah, well, it started off that
it's 2-1 to Hull.
Yeah, it was 2-1 to Hull.
Okay, 2-1 to Hull. Yeah, sorry. They don't. Yeah. It's 2-1 to Hull.
You're forgetting about Paul McShane's.
Yeah. Paul McShane.
Fantastic.
Scored a goal that effectively got them promoted.
Yeah, kind of. I mean...
he's a character, isn't he? He really is. He just tries so hard.
We were talking about it earlier. The best thing about Paul McShane's goal, right, was that it kind of... went off the bottom of his foot, like bounced in, so it was like awkward goal. After he scored, he fell when celebrating, and then he ran over to the crowd and got poked in the eye by one of his teammates. Couldn't enjoy it for a second.
I really like Paul McShane. He's not a very good footballer, but he does try unbelievably hard, and he knows he's not great. I think that's maybe the best thing about him. He doesn't try to big himself up.
He's the underdog.
He does try really hard, though.
He's the scrappy underdog that, if I think it's because we can relate. Like, if we have one chance of being any footballer, it's
Paul McShane. I remember his debut for Ireland against Czech Republic.
Yeah,
he's
unbelievable.
He was brilliant in the match.
Against
Czech Republic, Jan Koller
scored. Kept him in his back pocket.
Until Jan Koller turned him to
scored. Massive back pocket, that would have been.
Huge back pocket. Shorts were hanging off.
Head was peeking out.
Anyway, moving away from Paul McShane and how much we like him. So Hull get a penalty at the last minute, 2-1 up. It looks like it's a done deal, you know, they need to win. So.
Well, the fans think so.
Yeah.
The fans think it's over.
They think it's not. It is not.
They think it's all yogurt, but it is not.
It is not.
That was I've never seen that like that happen.
No,
and they blow the whistle and all the fans run onto the pitch.
Well, not all the part of the fans.
Yes,
yeah, fall out onto the pitch.
Some people started booing. It was like, what are you booing?
What's going on? Steve Bruce is standing there. He kind of is the match over. They obviously do a fourth vision. It's not over. It's a penalty. He cops it. Starts. Moving his hands, ushering all the fans off the pitch. The players start telling them to get off the pitch, but the fans, they do. They don't stay on the pitch. They all go, oh, right. They all go straight off the pitch. So there's a bit of a delay, you know, whatever, 3 or 4 minutes delay. So they kind of slightly catch up on the Watford match, which is already 16 minutes behind because it's just, you know, a whole half time behind. You shouldn't have had a half time that game. You should just play through just to catch up. So they play on. Hull get down.
Proshitz at the panel.
They take their penalty. Miss the penalty. Keeper saves it. Fair to say, the keeper saves it. But you know, it's still pretty late on. It's only 2 or 3 minutes left anyway. The ball gets rolled out to the right back. Holds their charger back to defend. Big ball off the pitch. Goes out of play. Throw in. Comes into the box. Player kicks it. I don't know who kicks it. Kicks it off. Is it Abdoulaye Faye. Hits his arm. Referee, penalty. This is the last minute. Again, another penalty. Last minute for Cardiff. Cardiff, who takes it?
Was Maynard, Nicky Maynard.
Yeah. Nicky Maynard steps up, scores.
Former Hull player as well. Just to really stick it to them and celebrates like mad.
Steps up, scores. 2-2. Hull Cardiff 2-2. Which means Hull don't know if they're going to go up. Because they don't know to score the Watford match.
So fans seem confident though when they blew the final whistle.
Yeah, some of them did anyway. Yeah.
They ran on anyway and started celebrating.
So they go off. They're all in the tunnel. Sky go to some split vision of them standing in the tunnel. And then half the match on the other channel.
See, I had the red button. I clicked and watched the full other match. I was like, I'm not watching any of this bloody half screen shite.
Leeds won Watford 1 at this stage. Late on, last minute is, I think, even really, really, really late on.
It wasn't last minute, but.
Well, it was still really late on because the whole players are all off the pitch this stage anyway. So they're waiting, and they're obviously because the game's delayed. They're all standing around. Watford on the attack, lose the ball. Leeds come up to the other end, say, Leeds, I don't even know who scores the goal.
McCormack.
Goes to kind of lob the keeper. Doesn't really get it that high off the ground. Kind of just chipping it to his arms. But the young keeper, Torchoise, Bonham, kind of gets a touch to it, but knocks it behind him and pretty much knocks it into the net.
Needed to take about 4 steps back.
Effectively knocks it into the net and effectively knocks them out of the playoff spots. Mm. Or the promotion. Into the playoff spots. Yeah, would be a better way of saying it. And Hull get promoted. And they dance around that.
El Mohammedi.
We have
to jump in here. Yeah. Sorry, El Mohammedi hugely. Teammates having the time of their life. They know the cameras are on them, but they're all together. They've done it. They're up. Even though they've had a shite 5 games and managed to just stumble into a bloody and etc. And then Mohammedy starts doing this terrible dance and kissing the camera. And like,
the dance is awful.
Him in general.
It doesn't matter how good the dance is.
Yeah. Well, usually you would.
No, I mean, just the fact that he's just on his own.
Being a prick.
Playing it up to the camera. It's just like,
give it the big one. Give it a bit of this, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's great for an audio podcast.
I would say he's a prick as well. Feeney, who was on commentary today for Sky, but he also got himself sent off.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous.
When they just didn't need that.
Doyle. Feeney. Sorry, that's what I'm thinking. Sorry. I said Lloyd Doyle, you were talking about earlier. Sorry.
But I think he's an absolute arsehole for that. I think the pressure gone and
forgot he even got sent off. Yeah.
As he walked off, Zola's face was just like, and he stayed on, didn't he? He tried to explain to the referee, tried to explain to Zola as he was coming off. I was like, you got booked twice. There's no explaining. You're
like
an idiot.
His second booking is almost.
I'm not sure.
Red card anyway.
Yeah. He was just high and late with it. I didn't actually say this to you guys earlier. A great bit that I was thinking to myself. You know, you think all the people in the crowd and all having a great time, and you're thinking, ah, oh, what if Watford go up? They're in that position, you know? Cuts to a guy in a Big Bird costume. What do you think his feelings were when they lost? The walk home in that fucking bit. Get out of this stupid costume.
Probably has to get on the bus now, and he's like holding Big Bird head.
Trying to explain.
Still dressed all like yellow and Big Birdy.
But look, this is during the playoffs, not the end of the world.
No, but it's still hilarious to me.
Yeah, there's a good chance they might well get promoted, you know?
Who's at the end of the world for, though, technically, in footballing terms?
Peterborough.
And?
Wolves. Well, Wolves, yeah, because they've got relegated twice in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nightmare.
I mean, look, they were kind of we knew they were gone. They needed a miracle to stay up, really. Mm-hmm. They did go down in the end, and didn't really put much of a fight in anyway. Yeah. They went down. Dean Saunders, the manager, has been sacked. They're in League One. They were in Premiership 2 years ago.
Get Steve Keane in there.
And Mick McCarthy did a great job to keep them there. And, you know, things weren't going brilliantly for him, but he would not have got them relegated a second time. No way would that have happened. You know, look, shocking move. They did, in a way, they deserve to be. You don't want to see a team fall, but some need to be relegated. And they were, whatever, the third worst team in the league. So.
Yeah, I mean, we said this. We don't want to be too harsh on the fans, because I know it's always down to sections of fans. But to those people that were giving McCarthy dogs abuse, like, that for me, when I saw that,
they were
like,
probably the same fans that were on the pitch last week kicking up the dugout in the stands.
Yes,
I mean,
probably, but it made me be like, I kind of distance myself from liking that club now because I've seen that, you know.
I mean, they've got a couple of Irish players. They've got Doyle, they've got Hunt, still Foley, I think, don't they? Like, I mean,
yeah, a couple of them are just gone to shit.
I mean, Doyle doesn't deserve a place in the Ireland squad. This is another discussion for another podcast.
Connor Salmon does, though.
Yeah, Connor Salmon scored against Millwall. Mm. And passed Irish keeper David Ford. Huh?
Deserves a place as well, even though he got a goal conceded.
Ah, David Ford's
been Salmon. Oh,
no. I drop. David Ford's been absolutely immense, though, for Millwall. He's made some brilliant saves. I think he deserves to move away from Millwall in the Premiership, because we've got Westwood playing at Sunderland. Well, at Sunderland, he's not playing, is the point. I think Ford's actually quite a good keeper. I mean, from what I've seen, I'm not saying it because he's Irish. I think he genuinely is a very good keeper. Same with Schmeichel in that league. They look like two very good keepers.
Yeah.
Aren't that Almunia lad at Watford? He's doing a good job. Good young up and come keeper.
Well, it's worth saying as well. Barnsley managed to stay up.
It is worth saying, isn't it? It is.
Palace beat them 3-2, but they still stayed up.
No, it was a Palace beating 3-2. Who did? Peterborough went down.
Yeah.
Because of that. Yeah, Peterborough. Managed to get themselves relegated. Brighton, they're into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is
Brighton,
good.
Leicester. Brighton, Palace, Leicester. And I always forget the last one.
Well,
Watford.
Yeah, Watford. We're just talking about it. So they're going to play, though, over the next week. We'll know by next week who's playing the final. The final won't be played by the time we record next.
No, but we'll be conversing about it, and we'll
be talking about it. We'll be having the banter.
Best league in the world at this time.
The championship. The playoffs are always immense. Is that? I just the league. Was the League One playoffs or League Two playoffs? Where
you should probably know that bit. In fairness,
Brentford were playing. I can't remember. I was talking about it earlier. The Brentford Swindon game. Sorry, yes. Yeah, League One. League One. Yeah, Brentford Swindon.
That's how you always remember.
Brentford Swindon. And it went to penalty. Swindon scored in the last minute. Like, I mean, the 95th minute scored a header, which they, about literally the corner before that, they've got one cleared off the line. Mm. Then he scored one, went in, went on. It was 4-4 at that stage on aggregate, and went to penalties at the end of the game. Brentford managed to win.
Poor Brentford. Could you imagine that happening?
Lewis,
two games in a row where you have the chance to score and then you concede in the last minute. Like,
you've not much.
No, I mean,
pretty much to
but
blame,
they were in like two games in a row, but like
the two most important games,
massive games.
They were
like,
and they were actually so much better than Swindon in that match. They were just they could have another two goals really, and they just couldn't get them. And then the last minute they conceded. It was just bizarre, really.
Mm-hmm. One on penalties, so.
Yeah, well, that's important.
Yeah,
it's important to win. Leicester, we just mentioned championship. Leicester beat Nottingham Forest 3-2.
A t-shirt slogan for the 12-man podcast.
Yeah,
it's important to win.
Yeah, it's important to win. Leicester beat Nottingham Forest 3-2, and they jumped two teams to go into. Went ahead of Bolton, did they?
And
was it Blackburn?
Nottingham Forest,
to go into the playoff spot. And it's a late push. The team's
91st minute goal as well. That did. I mean, that's how good the championship was this weekend. In every area, it was just apart from maybe
last season. Last season, this was Premiership. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, but like,
there's a good chance fourth place team will have to be decided.
Most of the time in the championship, at least
it's not closed
for the sixth spot. Like, it's close, but I mean, a 91st going in a goal difference, like,
I know,
91st minute goal.
But it does happen that, you know, four teams can still get, like, sometimes it even happens that the team who are fourth on the table could win the league.
In the last season.
Like, it's just so close because there's so many teams. And there were a few teams, I think Derby and Bolton might be, no, not that Bolton, sorry, Derby were one of them. Anyway, they were 7 points off the top of the table, and they're seven points off relegation. Seven points off playoff spot, seven points off relegation.
Yeah.
It's just how close the league can be at times. It's absolutely bizarre. And Leicester, often the team that gets into that at the last attempt,
has the momentum.
And they beat
Watford.
They beat Watford 1-0 tonight in the first leg of the playoff. which kind of shows Watford who drew. Well, it was the Walkers. So
yeah. Well, we will get to
it's
that.
Still called, it's still called the Walkers.
Yeah. We'll get on to more of that stuff.
We talked about that next week, but it did happen anyway. Europe. Move on to Europe. We went to the Bundesliga. Yeah, the Champions League final was played already. Played a bit early. Bayern Munich won. Dortmund won.
With a load of reserves.
Yeah.
You'd think, you know, for the.
They put in a full team for the final. They must be resting for the leagues or something.
Yeah.
Dortmund won, Bayern won. Grosskreutzer scored.
Yeah.
He doesn't really play a lot of games, but he scored.
He was playing right back or something.
Was he?
Yeah, just as we
it was a nice goal as well,
him,
nice.
Him being
actually,
a
yeah. Utility player.
Yeah.
Mm. It was a nice hit. It was a good ball. It was a. Who put the ball? Good dog, I might put the ball. And it was a nice hit. He kind of hit it past Neuer and goal. And Neuer didn't really stand a chance to get that. And then Gomez scored for.
As he does.
Yeah. He's the 17th goal I think they sent this season, and he's their third top goal scorer, which is quite impressive.
I think he scored when he scored against Barca. I think it was his 11th start of the season, and he had scored 12 goals or something.
It's just like immaculate.
It's ridiculous.
But that's their third top goal scorer.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll stay with Guardiola coming in. I know we'll probably talk about it closer to the final and after the final. He just wonder if he's the kind of player that he wants, like. Or will they play Mandzukic? No. Or will they get rid of both of them? Will they bring in like a Suarez type player? Or?
No.
don't even suggest
Gary
it.
Hooper.
But do you think this?
Are you suggesting your players?
You don't want that. A big money, you never know. Do you think this is any bearing on the final?
No.
Okay.
Leave it at that. I mean, like
it's not the same players. Really.
Yeah. The only indication we have.
Same managers. Same tactics to an extent, though, you know, and it's a chance for them to look at
same fans,
yeah,
you know,
same crests, same colours,
yeah, could be different colours, you never know,
probably different, could be, yeah.
Oh, no, I hope,
sure.
Nah, they'll be in their home.
I've seen when I was in Germany, they announced Bayern's away kit, and I don't like the white and the orange, it's not nice.
No, there's no flash there.
So
they're both in their homes.
Would have worn my Bayern Munich jersey, some fucker hadn't stolen it.
Okay.
And he wants to send me one in. Love that.
Move on to La Liga then. If that's all we can say about the
Bundesliga. Yeah, speaking of ridiculous goal scoring records.
Yeah, Ronaldo has scored his 200th goal for Real Madrid. He did score yesterday. And I think they won 6-2.
Yeah.
Against Malaga. Feisty game.
Yeah.
Two red cards.
Malaga, Champions League quarterfinals, you know.
They're now 7th.
I know. Well, they weren't going to be in Champions League anyway.
Yeah.
We know that. But Real Sociedad are actually 4th.
Yeah. Mm.
Carlos Vela is at Real Sociedad and he's scoring goals.
Ooh.
Get him back at Arsenal, lads. I'm telling you now.
He just didn't score there.
He's got the Carling Cup. He's got the Carling Cup against Liverpool.
That's how you get me to show up most of the time. Just start telling me who scored against Liverpool.
This would. I remember when Carlos Vela was there and he'd always get his game in the League Cup, and it would always be the League Cup used to be on, you know, November or October.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a cold Wednesday night. He'd just be sitting there. I was like, a bit of football to watch. And we'd be playing, say, Blackburn or West Brom or Wigan, and they put out their full teams. And Vela would just score a hat trick. Like, jeez, he's great. And then he played the next Premiership match, and he's crap. And he's terrible. He just looks terrible in it. But he used to be so good in the League Cup, and you go, why are you so good?
Could he have been any worse, like, over a long period of games starting him than Bentner was?
No. It's a good point. But even you could say, Vela has a bit of pace and a bit of skill about him, and you kind of say, it wouldn't have been a bad option to have at the moment when Giroud suspended was suspended for those games. You know, it wouldn't have been a bad option to have somebody like that.
Walcott would have left if he was still there, though. He's basically like, it would be the kind of player Walcott would want to be in that position. I actually think Walcott's better.
Well, see, I think Bale could have played in the other wing because he's left foot, so you may never have had to botch him.
Anyway, this is all what if.
Ronaldo scores 200 goals in 198 games for Real Madrid.
Well,
fantastic. I mean, nobody else has goals for a record like that, do they?
Nope.
No, I can't think of anyone who has.
Not even
Gerd Muller. He's the only other person you can think of who has more goals than he has games
the
played.
Brazilian, that's always
Romario.
Romario, I don't
know.
Yeah,
Romario. Romario.
Goals, yeah.
Ridiculous amount of goals.
Except he didn't read it. He's made up half of them.
Even Messi. Even Messi's goals coming isn't that good. No, he's played a phenomenal amount more games, and he has a crazy amount of goals. Anyway, but
I think what he's trying to say is Ronaldo's better than Messi.
He's better than Romario, anyway. that's where they leave it there.
Well, Romario will find this out, and he'll actually come. Like Messi would have left it. Romario's going to find you now for that.
The goal he scored was actually it was an indirect free kick in the box, which was given for a back pass, I think, which wasn't really a back pass in my opinion.
Did the keeper have to be sent off?
No, who did he got booked?
That's the rule, always.
Oh, yeah.
It's a handball.
It's a penalty. Yeah, it's a penalty. Yeah. Mingle, he should be sent off. The goalkeeper, Willie. That's his name.
You just had to emphasise that.
Yeah. He was a pass back, and Ronaldo, indirect free kick. What do you think he does?
Smashed it.
No. No, he didn't. Yeah. He curled it in the far corner. Sean Maloney stuff. Yeah. You're only talking about it, you know.
We're learning from the old Malonester.
Malonester.
Malone Ranger.
Nice.
Maloney's good at free kicks.
Home Malone.
Football and movie puns. Get them in. 12manpodcast@hotmail.com. @12manpodcast on Twitter.
Love Home Malone. That's better than Fashion the Attic, that one.
Oh, Fashion the Attic, I forgot all about that. I love it. Love it if we beat them. Love it. Barcelona are going to win the title this weekend, though, aren't they?
Yeah, you'd imagine.
They just have to win there. 12 points, I think, is it 12 points is the gap? Four games to go, you know? If they lose all
it's
four.
It's hard to play for.
If they lose all four.
Imagine. Oh, God, that would be such a horrible end to the season for Barcelona.
Barcelona just keep losing matches.
Depressing
by 7 goals as well.
Well, Madrid are scoring a lot. I wouldn't say their goal difference is that different. No, although it actually goes by head to head in the Spanish league.
So there you go. So, none of this was important.
But
Real would win if it was level on points.
Oh, look, we're creating absolutely obscene scenarios.
get your money on it. Get yourself down to bookies now. Get down there.
Don't.
Get your mortgage on it.
This is an old FIFA Ali McCoy's moment. Oh, you'd have put your mortgage on him
scoring from there.
Why wouldn't, Danny? We're not all irresponsible like you, chowing down on pies and betting all the time.
I'm managing Rangers. Ali McCoy's next United manager?
He is Scottish. It does help.
I was thinking, when Ferguson left, it would be a good one. Craig Brown. He's on the market.
He's retired. It's too late.
He retired. Ferguson retired because Craig Brown retired. I thought, he used to be the assistant there. I was like, no, it wasn't him. It's Walter Smith. Why did he get Walter Smith as manager? He'd be the exact same as Ferguson. He really would. And he has a lot more experience.
I was thinking, actually, do you remember there was a while where people were talking about assistant managers that could have taken over the United job? And, you know, McLaren got a show and Quiroz got a show. Mike Phelan got no show.
Mike Phelan and David Moyes, the dream team.
A lot of people, that, you know, I was down...
I wonder if Moyes would be his assistant.
I would say, you would imagine so.
But in what capacity? As assistant manager? Because they already have Mike Phelan there, who's obviously quite good at what he does.
Yeah, but you have to allow them to bring their own backroom staff and all that.
Yeah, true. There's talk even Phil Neville might go there as a coach. Because he's...
No, Phil Neville wants to play on football. So he'd have to sign for them. He'd have to re-sign for Manchester United. Right.
Get him and Gary back.
I was just on Mike Phelan. I was in the pub 2 weeks ago watching the game. And I heard this great argument of... It was one of those guys that says he's a United fan but doesn't care about football.
Yeah.
And his mates were... Like, the barmen were ripping into him because they're Liverpool fans and they were just getting... He was kind of having a go, being like, United, blah blah blah. And they turned to him and were like, what's the assistant manager of Manchester United? And he was like, didn't know his name. And I wanted to hop in and go, oh, mate, come on, it's Mike Phelan. Completely forgot Mike Phelan's name. And I was sitting there like, it's... What is his name?
Did you embarrass yourself by going, it's...
No, I didn't actually say it, thankfully. Yeah. And then even then, when I thought of it, I was like, no, I just seem like an asshole.
Mike Phelan! What?
Yeah, couple of minutes later.
Can I have a drink there? Yeah, you're Mike Phelan!
Somebody started feeling your leg, and you're like, Mike Phelan! And then the girl walked away.
I do have one written down here.
Moving away from La Liga. You talk about Real Sociedad and Real Madrid. That's all I have to talk about, really, over there. Is Ben Ayim's joining Toronto on loan? Ben Ayim.
That's a bad decision. What's Ryan Nelson doing there, huh?
Well, getting the old Ben Ayim Nelson partnership together. Never played together on team.
I think it was you. No, it was someone else I was saying to earlier. It was 6 or 7 years, you wonder why he's gotten a club.
He was at Portsmouth for a while.
Yeah, okay, so he had a little tiny. Even then, I didn't like him, I thought he was a bad player. But even then, he was kind of wary and not that great, right? He got to Chelsea. No way you should have got to Chelsea. Was that Avram Grant brought him in?
I think Mourinho bought him, though. Brought him in free.
Yeah,
with the same season he brought Steve Sidwell in.
I'm pretty sure it was Avram Grant that brought him. Maybe I'm wrong.
It was Mourinho. Yeah.
Maybe just Avram played him a lot more.
I then think they might have bought Boularouz that summer as well. At the very end of the transfer window.
But anyway, he got in there, right? So I don't think he shouldn't play in there. I think he was a bad defender there, even. West Ham, he went after that. Bad defender there.
Was he at West Ham?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Avram. Uncle Avi.
That must have been it. He was great at Bolton. He was really good at Bolton, but he never should have moved away.
How long ago was that?
Oh, I mean, about 10 years ago or something. Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, this is outrageous that he's still getting caught. Like, I don't care. I wouldn't have, for us, if we were playing Astro, I'd ask him not to come. I just wouldn't want him.
He's specifically Rainbow Books. Like, Tal,
don't come to Astro.
Why not coming to Astro?
No, but I wouldn't. He's just,
are you in Ireland? Good. Stay up.
It's not a race thing. It's just you're not a good footballer.
Anyway, look, he's set to join Toronto on loan for a short-term loan. See how it works out for Toronto then, eh?
I just can't get my head around that. I'm very upset.
I'll tell you what made me upset, as we finish up with this week. We didn't talk about last week. It's Yabe Zanetti. He got injured 2 weeks ago playing football. It's his first major injury. We don't even talk about it. It's his first major injury in football ever. He's damaged his Achilles tendon, I think. And, he's talking, he could be over 8 months. He's 39, I think. Is he even?
Oh, no, he might not come back from that.
Yeah, he said he's not going to retire. He said he's going to come back.
Ah, look at that, the tractor.
Out. He's playing.
When the wheel comes off, you don't chuck the tractor out, you get a new bloody wheel.
Man up. New Achilles tendon.
And it was a pretty innocuous challenge. He got injured and he got taken off. And even when he was going off the pitch, he stopped to give an interview to journalists on the way out. And I could do it in an ambulance. And he stopped and did an interview. I was like, this is just incredible, this guy. Like, I mean, we talked about Ryan Giggs recently, playing so many games. We talked about Zanetti playing so many games. But he's played 600 and something league games alone for them. Like, that's incredible when you think there's 38 league games a season. It's... What?
We talked about this before, about how many games he'd even played for Argentina.
He's played 154 games something for Argentina, 164 games for Argentina. And he didn't go to two World Cups.
He didn't go to two World Cups that he should have gone to. Outrageous.
Definitely should have went to 2006 World Cup. Yeah. Because Lionel Scaloni played left back in that World Cup.
Oh, sure. Well, even Gutierrez played right back or left back.
I mean, is it anything you can play anywhere in right back, left back, defensive midfield?
I'd put him up front.
He'd do a job. He's so professional. He's out for 8 months, so he's going to miss all the preseason. So you wonder that by the time he goes back next season, you're talking October, even later than that, you're talking nearly December then by the time he's back next season, if it is. He kind of seems like the kind of player who will bounce back from injury quite quickly because he's unbelievably fit, but he is 39. And, you know, you don't want to see him come back and injured again and again. But to go so long without injury is just incredible. He played 100 and something games in a row, but no suspensions, no injuries. I would say from Mourinho was managing. He's been captain of the club for about 10 seasons now.
I was just going to say it's more than 10.
It's more, I think. I think he's been captain since 2000, maybe even. So there's 13 seasons. Wow. It's unbelievable. I think Cambiasso is the vice captain there. It's just incredible that Zanetti's been there.
Another player that didn't get to go to the World Cup. Should have.
Which one? You went to 2006 World Cup.
You got Maradona's.
2010 World Cup, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't call it Maradona's World Cup, actually.
A lot of people didn't make it into Maradona's squad, anyway.
Yeah, a lot of good players didn't make it into that squad.
Well, we hope him a speedy we wish him a speedy recovery. We don't hold him anything.
We do wish him a speedy recovery because he's incredible. He's a phenomenon.
Love to see him play it again. I hope that would be terrible way to end it.
I know.
It's not like someone like Roy Keane who's like,
actually, just if we, Gerrard is going to have shoulder surgery at the end of the season. Now
we wish him well too, don't we?
But he's gone now. It's first of all, he's gonna miss Jamie Carragher's last game of the season. I know the last game they played together would be the Everton match at the weekend, which is quite fitting. I know.
We didn't even talk about it really, which is good.
But he'd only announced just weekdays going for surgery. I'm sure he'd be there at the last day of the season. It's a game against QPR, I think. Home game against QPR. So I'm sure he'd be there, but he won't be playing. But it's an incredible stat that Gerrard's only missed 18 minutes of Premiership football this season.
Yeah.
He came off against Newcastle in one game, and then he missed 4 minutes of one match or something like that. He started every single game. The only player who's actually played more games than him this season is...
I'd imagine it's the Chelsea player.
Nope.
No, I actually heard this.
17... Premiership football.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I heard this, I can't remember.
Leighton Baines is the only player.
Played every game, every minute, every game.
A few seasons ago, when Julian Lescott was at Everton, he was the only player to play every minute of every game in the Premiership.
Martin Skrtel did that.
Not this season.
He may well have done it. Yeah, it's incredible when players do it.
And Steve Finnan did it 2 years in a row.
Look at that. Two great right backs. Just, oh, I love Steve Finnan, and I love Zanetti, and I want to see him back.
Steve Finnan, Zanetti, Baines. Oh, what a way to finish the podcast. Grant, 12manpodcast.hotmail.com, at 12manpodcast on Twitter. If you want to get in touch,
just remember Steve Carr retired.
He did retire. Steve Carr retired.
We didn't talk about Steve Carr. Oh, lucky
we another right back, Steve Carr.
Lucky we got to mention him right at the end there. I'm sorry, I know I jumped in and interrupted you, but it was bloody worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
He retired before.
He came out of retirement, won a trophy.
He came out of retirement, won the League Cup, captained them, and was phenomenal in that game. Yeah. Did he get him out of the match in that game? I think he might.
Yeah,
he was so. 19 minutes, he was bombing up the right wing, like cross the ball into the box. Like, what's going on here? This is he had the game of his life. Him and Ben Foster were just phenomenal in that game.
But he that's a sad thing to see. He retired. Like, I suppose it's not that sad. I mean, he's had an excellent career. How many games did he play? Like 200 games for Tottenham?
Oh, he could well play that game. Yeah, he scored an absolute belter against Man United before as well. Yeah. I mean, an absolute screamer. And people don't really talk about it much because, but he probably didn't score many goals in his career, and he definitely didn't score many better than that, if any.
No.
But I'd say the highlight was probably that League Cup final. That's what I remember.
Because it was just one of those that you couldn't believe he was playing, and he was the captain of the trophy. You're like, this is just all too perfect.
My memory of that game isn't great because
he should have retired that day.
Watch it with tears in my eyes, but you know. Even though he only scored in the 19th minute, I was crying for most of the game.
We were crying before the game started, though. We were just having one of those days.
I was that emotional. I was
just having one of those days.
Yeah. Look, that's been a pleasure as always. Thank you, Declan Mark.
Thank you,
Roy Cole. See you next week. Bye.
Using your left hand for stuff, trying to use it for your right and your left hand.
You might want to make sure the sound of that is alright.
You know what? Make sure your sister sounds alright. In bed, Roo.
Yeah, thank you, Roo. Sounds like you're doing a pie.
Oh, boy, it's on. Getting on a hit of that ball now.
I didn't turn it on. Oh, he's gone mad. Trees and bikes. And
there's mattresses in the trees.
I tried to type on Facebook and it came up G face.
It's all this energy I didn't get to use playing football.
Hey, it's also it's a weird atmosphere because there's just one light on in the corner.
It's romantic.
Yeah.
I wonder if my voice sounds different like this.
In the dark.
No, I want to move my head around. It's actually quite a good feeling.
I get knocked up. Get knocked down again.
Die. See that song?
Yeah.
Now it's too dark then.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
I just get really excited when you're close to me.
Oh, I can see us now. Right, is ready?
Yeah, do you need me to...
Too much clicking, not enough bricking.
Like, yeah, bricking it.
No, bricking it.
I'm bricking this podcast.
Man, there is man.